else. We're talking about discretion this morning, okay? Discretion. Now, if I were to define what discretion is, I would break it up into three categories, okay? Category number one, what is discretion? Discretion is using your freedom to speak and not abusing it. Using your freedom and liberty to speak, but not abusing it. How many times have you heard this? Well, I was right, though. You know, someone said something that's offensive. Someone said something that is a little crass or a little rude, and it's the truth. And it's just like, well, it's true, though. Yeah, but here's the thing. Discretion is using your freedom to speak, using your freedom to tell the truth, but not abusing it, okay? Using your words sparingly, as the Bible would say. He that hath knowledge spareth his words. Wouldn't you agree that it's always right to give knowledge, right? But here we see that the person who has knowledge actually spares his words, okay? So definition number one would be this. Discretion is using your freedom to speak and not abusing it. Number two, discretion could be defined as this, identifying a problem and having the wisdom to provide a solution, okay? Identifying a problem and having the wisdom to provide a solution. Here's the thing. Most people are excellent at identifying a problem. I know that for a fact. I've been in ministry for 14 years, and everyone has this ability, this gift, to point out problems to me all the time. But you know what? Not everyone has the gift to provide a solution. Amen. People like bringing the problem and saying, here's the problem. You're the pastor. Fix it. But they don't necessarily exercise the discretion to bring also the solution. Right. You see, an individual who has true discretion not only has good judgment, but they also have the discretion to say, here's the problem, but let me provide a solution to that problem. Amen. Okay? Don't be a church member that only brings problems. Right? Now look, folks, we live in a real world where we have issues, we have problems, you have problems, you have issues, there's issues in the church, there's issues, you know, there's problems in a church, not right now, but I'm just saying, like, just in general, you know, sometimes people have problems, and the solution is not, well, I'm just going to bring it to the pastor. Well, I'm just going to tell everyone about the problem. See, that's what they think the solution is. But the solution is not that. The solution is, that's called judgment. Judgment is bringing the problem to the person and say, hey, here's a problem. We have an issue. Discretion is, here's the solution that I want to provide. Okay? Now go to Genesis chapter 41, if you would. Genesis chapter 41. So discretion, judgment are closely tied, closely related. Because you have to judge a situation, right? As a pastor, I constantly have to judge a situation. You know, say, this is wrong, this is right, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're not going to do. But discretion is not only identifying the issue or the problem, it's creating a solution, okay?